This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Clashes between Iranian government supporters and opponents in London lead to injuries and an arrest. VOA's Alexis Strope has that story.
Four people were hurt and one was arrested when supporters of Iran's authorities clashed with anti-government protesters at a London event marking the death of President Ebrahim Raisi. The Metropolitan Police Force said officers were called Friday evening to, quote, reports of disorder at a venue in the West London area of Wembley. The force said one was arrested on suspicion of violent disorder. Four people were treated by paramedics for injuries that are not thought to be life-threatening or life-changing. Raisi died alongside the country's foreign minister and six others in a crash in the country's mountainous northwest on Sunday. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports that U.S. President Joe Biden delivered the commencement speech at West Point Saturday.
President Biden tells West Point graduates they're being asked to face threats across the globe. In his commencement address at West Point, President Biden telling graduates they were becoming members of the most honorable and consequential fighting force in the history of the world, and emphasizing the critical role of the U.S.
Thanks to the U.S. Armed Forces, we're doing what only America can do. As the indispensable nation, the world's only superpower, and the leading democracy in the world.
Biden also stressing support to allies around the world while reinforcing limitations.
There are no American soldiers at war in Ukraine. I'm determined to keep it that way.
But says the U.S. continues to stand with Ukraine. I'm Julie Walker.
Finance officials from the Group of Seven rich democracies say that they have moved forward with an agreement on a U.S. proposal to squeeze more money for Ukraine from Russian assets frozen in their countries. But they left a final deal to be worked out ahead of a June summit of national leaders. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president says that the Ukrainian military has regained control of the Kharkiv region. AP correspondent Rikan Garcia reports.
Our soldiers have now managed to take under their control the territory on the border where the Russian invaders entered. I thank every unit that provides the necessary results in the destruction of the occupier. Zelensky's announcement appeared to be clashing with those made by Russian officials. Russian news reported that Viktor Vodolatsky, a member of Russia's parliament, said Russian forces now controlled more than half of the town of Vovchansk, which is 3 miles inside the border of Kharkiv. Ukraine's problems have been mounting in recent months as it tries to hold out against Russia, and the war appears to be at a critical juncture. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
South Africa's four main political parties have begun a final weekend of campaigning before a possibly pivotal election that could bring the country's most important change in 30 years. The long-ruling African National Congress has been in the government ever since the end of the white minority rule in 1994. Supporters gathered at a soccer stadium in Johannesburg on Saturday to hear party leader South African President Cyril Ramaphosa speak. The ANC is under unprecedented pressure to keep hold of its parliamentary majority in Africa's most advanced country. Wednesday's vote could be a landmark moment. Nelson Mandela drops below 50% of the vote for the first time. Thousands of Poles gathered on Saturday for the Northern Port City's annual Pride event, with many calling on the government to do more to boost LGBTQ rights, including delivering on a promise to pass a same-sex civil union law. English teacher Awana Lepka was at the Pride event.
I want my country to finally be a normal country. I want everyone to be equal.
Poland is one of five European Union member states that do not recognize any form of same-sex civil partnership, along with Bulgaria, Lithuania, Romania, and Slovakia. The issue has divided the government, a three-party coalition with the center-right Third Way more reluctant than its partners, Tusk Civic Coalition and New Left. A family member of a U.S. missionary couple says that the couple and a Haitian man who led a religious organization have been fatally shot by criminal gang members in Haiti's capital. Davy Lloyd's sister on Friday told the Associated Press that her brother, his wife Natalie Lloyd, and Missions and Haiti Inc. local director Jude Montes were abducted and killed. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.